This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America, on some of America's greatest radio stations. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, and hospital ER room workers, too, and the Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and to all those nighttime mechanics, as well as the construction workers, thanks for what you do, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all sorts of interesting things over there. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. We were talking, teasing before the top of the hour about this big caravan that reportedly is headed in our direction. We talked about troop strength on the border. There's reports about possibly the president is going to have to shut down the border and not let anybody else in, which is what Dave thinks would be a great idea. And isn't that what they did in Europe?
Well, during the... In 2016, a couple of the European leaders trotted on over to meet with the Prime Minister of Turkey and said, you're going to have to take these people back. And Turkey's like, okay, well, I got this whole list of things that I demand if I take these migrants back. And one of them was to join the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
The European Union has an interesting thing, because when they have these resolutions in Europe, the countries have to vote unanimously. However, little Miss Merkel, a lot of people don't know this, little Miss Merkel led the charge to just make it a majority and not unanimous. And she changed that. So that's why there are all these migrants were allowed to continue to flow. And there was an assignment that all of these countries in the European Union were to take an X number per country. And all these migrants, like Luxembourg, you know, they're supposed to take X number in Spain. But all these migrants are like, no, we don't want to go to Luxembourg. We want to go to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Well, plus, Turkey wanted something in return. They wanted, I think, $8 or $9 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to join the European Union. Well, they cut a deal, and they said, okay, fine. But then an interesting thing happened, and that was that there was the quasi-coup that allegedly happened in Turkey.
Yes.
This prime minister resigned. The whole deal was essentially off.
Yep.
But in the meantime, because the word got around and Turkey did uphold some of its bargain, it cut the migrant flow into Europe, especially Greece,
uh-huh,
by about 90%. And so a lot of these countries were virtually erecting fences and walls and borders and closing up shop. You're not coming in.
Wonderful.
You're not doing it anymore. Exactly. And so a lot of people aren't talking about the fact that that's what Europe was doing. What Europe did is what we're trying to do, yet our own Democrats are fighting us.
Yeah. They're looking at votes. That's all they're looking at. Well, we're going to let them in. We're going to give them a vote. Well, anyway. Yeah, and we'll just follow that. I mean, we may on the weekend show, we may have a lot more to say about it. Now, I want to play a short clip I have of Congressman Mike Conaway, who absolutely lit into Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and here it comes.
The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. Special counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all nine members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.
Well, of course, Schiff went livid after that, but then again, the Republicans went on record, and Nancy Pelosi stood up for him. But I got an idea, and I'll throw it out there for us to get rid of Adam Schiff, start calling the lines, start sending the letters, telegrams, you name it, to Adam Schiff. And if you want to get a hold of his office, call him at 202-224-3121 and ask for his phone number, 202-224-3121. And eventually, between sometime today, because I'm very busy today, I'll get the phone number up there. Let's start a campaign, and let's just start saying, time to resign. Or start sending the stuff to Nancy Pelosi. What do you think?
I mean, it's worthwhile, but, if for nothing else, bring him before the Ethics Committee.
Sure.
There's a lot of things that can do just to continue to beat the drum. Is he going to step down? The answer to that is no.
Nope.
And why is that? His voting district that he represents in California happens to include Pasadena.
Yep.
Monterey.
Yep.
He's right there in Hollywood.
Hold on, because we're going to be right back. Yeah, he's in Hollywood, all right. He ought to be in Hollywood. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this segment with Denise Simon, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to some of the greatest training in the world, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So I want you to go over to the Captain's America Third Watch, check out the USCCA logo that's right there, click on the USCCA logo, and sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway that's there, plus also take advantage of the $474 worth of free stuff that you'll get in the event that you join the USCCA. So there you go. Now, back with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Welcome back.
Hello.
I want to real quickly play, let's see here, Devin Nunez and what he had to say yesterday about criminal referrals.
And you're the reason, and John Ratcliffe is the reason that I was so sure of the story as well, and why I was able to communicate to viewers that there is a much bigger story. In fact, it's the biggest scandal of our time in terms of what the other side was trying to do to a duly elected president. Let's talk about what happens next now, Congressman, because there's a good op-ed today in the Journal basically saying, look, if Mueller did not look at the perpetrators, you know, if you don't get to the perpetrators, the fact that they no predicate. So where does this go now? You are looking to make criminal referrals in the next week.
Yeah, so I would start with this. The mainstream media continues to ignore, I would say, the people who have been on the Russiagate fiasco for the entire time. I think they're listening. But what I've said, my major concern now is that the FBI and DOJ falsely claimed that this investigation didn't begin until late July. We now know for certain that that's not true. We're still trying to get to the bottom of that. Of course, there's still documents that need to come out, but we are prepared and are now drafting a criminal referral. As I think I said on your show a few weeks ago, we wanted to wait until the Mueller report came out so that we could just, if there was anything in there that might be of interest, but I think we're prepared now to at least submit our first criminal referral. We think it will grab everybody that we need to grab to make sure that there's a proper investigation done, or at least it's our referral over to DOJ. We can't force them to do an investigation, but we think we will give them the appropriate names and some of the crimes. There may be more that have been committed. And then after as we continue to get more information, as more information comes to light, we may have to supplement that down the road. But we think by the end of next week, we'll have this out.
Now, the end of next week, you want to guess on who it might be that's going first?
No. Because I'm not sure I understand or would think or to assume where his priorities are with his list. I'm happy mm-hmm. that he's doing it, and I'm delighted that I can't wait to see the list, if we ever see the list. But it's really just a gesture, as I see it, because let's not forget that Senator Grassley, during the Kavanaugh hearings, mm-hmm. He made quite the list of criminal referrals, too, those that gave false testimony before the Judiciary Committee.
Yes.
So what happened to those referrals? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
nothing.
I love it. It's a formality. I'm happy for it, but I don't mm-hmm. think it's going to go anywhere.
All right. Now, I love our crack research team called our audience because Johanna got a hold of me and said Adam Schiff's phone number is 202-225-4176. I just posted it up on Facebook. It's there right now on the Matt Bruce page. And I'm going to eventually take it and put it out on the Captain's America Third Watch pages, but it's there on my personal page. So, anyway, and also I'm getting, and Schiff should lose his security clearance. He can't be a chairperson if he doesn't have a security clearance. So, thank you, Johanna, for that. So, how about that?
I'm all for the whole matter of security clearances, and I think that Ilhan Omar ought to be the first one who has her security clearance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well,
all right.
That's where I thought.
All right. Now, little old Jussie and that situation, which doesn't seem to be going away, it just seems to be getting worse because I believe the Chicago police are going to have some sort of demonstration today in Chicago. Is that about right?
Either today or tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. But, yeah, they're coordinating. The Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago are coordinating a massive protest against Kim Fox.
Well, they messed with the wrong cop, I really believe, and the wrong police department, because I believe the police, and I believe that they had him dead to rights, okay? And when we heard about the fact that they weren't going to bring charges, that Jussie wasn't going to bring charges against the Nigerian brothers because he just wants to move on, I'm thinking to myself, if that had been me, that would have been the first thing I would have done was brought charges against the people that beat me up.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm nuts. Tell me I'm crazy. I'm not going to forget about that. I'm going to go after him.
Yeah. Is he going to help find him?
Right. Well, they're in Nigeria.
Right. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you told me that this attorney, Kim Fox. Has got a relationship with George Soros' son?
Well, look, I mean, it was a couple of years ago, I actually wrote about it, that George Soros was funding a program to change up the prosecutors in certain cities.
Correct.
New York, Chicago, Houston, L.A., San Francisco, blah, 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 blah.
Correct.
Chicago was one of them.
Yep.
And so he gave little Miss Kim Fox some big money in order to take over the job. Well, she got the job of defeating Anita somebody, whatever
mm-hmm.
her name was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, as it turns out, little Miss Kim Fox happened to attend a fundraiser hosted by George Soros' son, who is really kind of picking up the baton since Dad's getting old.
Correct.
At the beginning of this month.
Hmm.
So she's deeply indebted, either that or he's continuing to fund, and she wanted to be there as part of, to get her cut of the money.
And there's the $10,000 that was surrendered, the bond that was put up.
Whoopee.
Where did that go? It's to somebody's pocket?
$10,000 doesn't mean anything. It just goes into the treasury. But what did Rahm Emanuel do yesterday?
He told the president to butt out.
Well, yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. But he apparently calculated some of the cost that was expended by the Chicago Police Department. So they sent an invoice for $137,000 to Jesse Smollett.
Love it. And does he have to pay it?
Well, we'll see. I mean, you sent an invoice, so we'll see where that necessarily goes. But now the Smollett legal team is considering suing the Chicago Police Department.
Oh, I hope they do, because they've got a whole bunch of stuff that they're sitting on that they want to release.
But there's cases out there that Kim Fox has handled that are much worse than the Smollett thing. And that's what really has the Chicago Police Department so angry.
Mm-hmm. And what's your name? Kimberly what?
Fox.
All right. Well, who's Kimberly? I'm trying to figure out what clip Flip just sent me. He sent me something about somebody. El Paso area border checkpoints temporarily closed due to... Oh, okay. They've already closed the border checkpoints at El Paso. Now, this is... Oh, that's the interstate I'm looking at. That's I-10. Okay. So they closed those. So, I guess now they sneak in or they don't get in, right?
What are you talking about? The border?
The border, yep. Mm-hmm. Flip just sent me a story that says... El Paso area border patrol checkpoints temporarily closed due to immigrant influx.
You don't have any place to put them.
Well, that's true.
Nowhere. Nowhere.
That's true. So, you know, again, we don't know how they're talking about sending more MPs there down on the border. We don't know how many. They've got 4,000 active duty and 2,000 a National Guard on the border right now. Okay, so put me in, Coach. It's your time to make a command decision here. What do we do right now to get our border under control? What do we do? You're in charge.
As long as we don't cure the problems in those countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, mostly Guatemala and Honduras, they're going to keep coming, okay? So we haven't... The Democrats and the State Department, I don't hear anybody having some kind of a solution in Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. For a caravan of 20,000 to be mobilizing now in Honduras, is there anybody left in Honduras?
Well, I don't think they're all coming from those areas. I think there's a lot of people.
20,000 are.
Yeah, there's a lot of people coming from different spots, too. But anyway, we got to go. We'll talk to you in the weekend show.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I guarantee you that will still be a discussion for tomorrow night. And I'm coming back with our next military report. We'll take a look at what the services are up to this time around. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
the chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This, the president's first rally since Robert Mueller's report released, finding no Russia collusion. The president telling the huge patriotic crowd,
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next military and veterans news segment brought to you by National Aviation Academy, with two locations to better serve you. And today on this National Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day, this is more important than anything else, I guess, that you need to know that there are alternatives for you out there if you're looking for work and you're willing to get a little training. Guess what? Find out what they're going to tell you right now from National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, if you are in a going nowhere dead end job, if you've got no opportunity for a pay increase or an advancement, or don't know whether or not you're going to be able to even make your mortgage or rent payment or your car or whatnot because of the fact you're spinning your wheels, please pay attention to what I'm going to tell you, because I've got something that's going to help you out immensely, especially if you're a veteran. But if you're a civilian, you can also get your normal student loan and take advantage of the same opportunity. Please check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Now, the one in Concord, Massachusetts, is just outside Boston. The one in Clearwater is right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is a highly sought-after job, and countries all around the world are hiring these aviation maintenance techs as fast as they graduate from schools. As a matter of fact, 95% of the students that graduate have already got a job in their hand before they even get the diploma. But they have to have the certification and the diploma from the FAA, otherwise they can't do the work. So check them out online. Schedule a tour. Imagine that. Schedule a tour of one of their facilities. Go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment, I guarantee it. Okay. I had Dennis from San Antonio ask me, how do you know how many forces are on the border? We keep hearing it's only about 2,000. Well, first of all, the U.S. Northern Command, Dennis, released their latest active list of active duty forces currently deployed to the border. And there are right about 4,000 active duty along the border doing various things, including some military police that are helping out with the housing and the transport of the detainees that need to be taken to court and whatnot. And there are about 2,000 National Guard forces assigned to support the Department of Homeland Security along the U.S.-Mexican border in backup positions. So that's a total of 6,000. That's how I know. Okay, Dennis, that's how I know. Now, during a panel at the AUSA's Global Force Symposium this week, the top enlisted soldier at the Training and Doctrine Command fielded an audience question about whether or not the difficulty of the Army's new fitness test could turn American youth off from joining. Well, how have you ever seen young kids when they play and they run and they jump and they do all sorts of stuff? You wonder where they get their energy from. And the ones that want to be athletes, all they're doing is training all the time. I mean, I don't see that that's a problem. Instead of lowering the standards to allow people in that maybe shouldn't be allowed in physically, why would you want to do that? How about if we raise it a little bit and get a little better qualified individual? That's just my 2 cents worth. Now, the Army is still shooting for a 500,000-strong active-duty force by the end of the next decade. But remember, last year they were about 6,000 short, and senior leaders are now looking to slow down their rate of growth just a little bit to get a better quality soldier, sailor, airman, and marine in the military. Now, enter into the mix the Navy. No fool like an April fool, right? Well, the USS Abraham Lincoln is putting out to sea on April the 1st, April Fool's Day, according to a statement issued by the U.S. Fleet Forces Command yesterday. So the USS Abraham Lincoln is going back out to serve the country out on the high seas, and we wish them all well. In addition, the U.S. Navy only has half the submarines it needs in the Pacific, according to the commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. He told that to the House Armed Services Committee. That's not very good. We'll have to work on that. And the Air Force announced yesterday that it's chosen Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota to be the first base to house an operational B-21 bomber unit, as well as the formal training unit for the Raider. How about that? So congratulations to South Dakota, and Ellsworth Air Force Base. That'll mean a lot to them there. I've been to that base before. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it's also very cold, very cold up there in the wintertime. Now, in the months since Hurricane Michael hit Tyndall Air Force Base last fall, a sort of normalcy has returned, and after an extensive cleanup effort, the base's F-22 simulators are back in use. Unmanned QF-16s sweep across the sky, and F-22s make periodic showings in the airspace as well. So things are starting to pick up. They're waiting to see whether or not Congress is going to grant additional funding for the reconstruction of the base, and also the Air Force is seeking emergency funds for the storm-ravaged Offutt Air Force Base, which is still recuperating from the flooding that was there. They say that they need an extra $350 million in emergency funds right now, just to cover the cleanup and basic repair costs after devastating floods happened at the Offutt Air Force Base this month. And that's absolutely true. By the way, Joint Base Langley-Eustis in Virginia might become the new permanent home of the Air Force's F-22 Raptor formal training unit. Strong possibility of that. We'll see how that works out. And the Air Force also announced that the process, the fast-track process, that can grant cybersecurity authorizations in about 1 week, is a mixture of quick but comprehensive testing up front, followed by continuous monitoring through the life of the application once you put it into place. We'll see how all that works out. Meanwhile, the Marines are busy because the Marines must be willing to look for innovative ways to continue with their smaller-than-usual budget than their sister services, and they need to find new ways to use old weapon systems and gear, which they're doing. Adapt, improvise, and overcome, right, Marines? And if the Marine Corps had to go to war today, right now with the number of amphibious ships the Navy currently has, it likely wouldn't be able to pull off its mission successfully, according to the general tapped to lead the service. And, of course, if you weren't paying attention, I told you in the last broadcast that former Recon Marine Lieutenant General David H. Berger has been nominated to replace General Robert B. Neller as the next top Marine. And congratulations to him. All right. Coming back, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. We're going to ask him some questions about what's going on in the world in which we live. So don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back. Let me see here. Kathy, tell everybody how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. And by the way, for those of you listening today, Vietnam veterans, you'll get a free lunch if you want to come to the Mission Barbecue. I will be at the one on Bruce B. Downs Boulevard, right across the way from the USF campus. Everything starts at 12 noon. I'll be there till about 1:30. We're going to have a big couple of big long tables put together for us to sit together and reminisce a little bit and introduce each other to each other. And all the Vietnam veterans that show up get to eat free. They also get a free dessert today. And today is National Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day. So we hope that many of you can stop by. And we'd like to shake your hand and say welcome home. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I always thought that Stephen Moore was a pretty sharp cookie. But, and I have not seen the hearings, but the liberals are targeting him as not being qualified to be on the Fed. What say you?
Of course he is. I mean, it's just silly. They're going to target anybody. It doesn't make any difference. You could have Milton Friedman come back. They were talking. It does make it. If they're going to target anybody, and that's why even Mitch McConnell, this is outside the Fed, may have to do the so-called nuclear option when it comes to judges, because right, they got to get these people confirmed. So it's just the same. meet the new boss, same as the old boss. This is what they're going to do.
Okay, and I'm sure, because we were talking during the break about Mexico, and I said, are you aware of the new big caravan that's coming? You said, yes, around 1,200 people. Well, they now have got several other groups going to be put together. It looks like we're going to have as many as 20,000 people in a series of one caravan headed into Mexico. Now, Mexico's bracing for it, but again, I say, what do they do? Why do they even let them in the country?
Well, it's just a matter of they can just walk in. I watched the video I was talking about on my radio show. This is in a San Diego beach where they just, you know, the fence is old, or the barricade was old and rusted because it's right there in the water. They just pulled the thing apart and they just started coming in. And then you look and then there's border patrol on the other side and trucks. What are they going to do? They're going to shoot them. They're going to tackle them. It looked like a game of tag is what it looked like, with people just running all over the place. Nobody's going to use any weapons. Nobody's going to do anything. They just come here. Then if they do catch them, they just let them go. So it's in. We could talk about border security.
Well, we've run out of space now. We have run out of space.
Yeah, but you're running out of space. The people that are in the space. Remember how he ran against Adam Putnam, and one of the things in the debates he said, well, Adam Putnam is too close to big agriculture, and they're not going to do anything about E-Verify.
Yeah.
Have they done anything about E-Verify in Florida? No.
No, but
they haven't instituted it.
No, but they had it in committee, and it couldn't get it out of committee.
Listen, okay, this is part of the problem. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why come in? Because the big business in the state of Florida, big ag, writes the Republicans checks. Republicans will go to you and they will say, yes, we're going to do something about immigration, and they'll take your $50 check and thank you for being a member of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their walking around money. They care about big business, the people that write them the big checks. That's the reality. They'll smile. They'll hold their stupid barbecues and their golf outings all around the state, but they will lie to your face. They're not going to do anything about immigration. They like the cheap labor.
Well,
that's
they're both
going to change.
Both sides like the cheap labor. I've known that for a long time. But anyway, let's talk about some cheap labor in a coal mine. Have you heard about AOC, old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is going to visit a coal mine with GOP Congressman Andy Barr, and she's going to find out about what clean coal is and how the coal is a very strong part of America. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. I'm sure that she's still not going to be into coal when she comes out of the coal mine.
Yeah, I didn't hear about this. I'm curious to see how this one goes. I hope they have a camera following around. I really do.
You and me both.
So I don't know how she's going to come out of it. Maybe she's trying to, you know, rejigger her Green Deal and says that she's learning stuff on the way. I don't know.
All right. Now, who is Tim Sloan, the Wells Fargo CEO? Who is he?
Yeah, he's retiring. Again, he's been around at Wells Fargo and has been on the helm since all these scandals have been taking place there at the company over the past several years. And man, oh, man, has Wells Fargo had a bunch of them, from the fake account scandal. I mean, it's just one thing after another. The hits keep on coming over at that company. He's been around trying to deal with that. He was in front of Congress, what was it, about a week, 2 weeks ago, you know, being pressed on various different things. And it was pretty much a dog and pony show when it comes to members of Congress. They're not going to do anything to any of these big businesses either. They write big checks, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a question yesterday from one of our listeners about bonds, and all of a sudden, stocks finished broadly higher yesterday on Wall Street because of rising bond yields, and company earnings boosted the U.S. stocks as well. Now, there's a lot of speculation that the reason the company earnings are higher is because they're doing a lot of stock buybacks.
Yeah, some people are saying that certain companies are doing stock buybacks without a doubt. I mean, it's not a bad thing to do when you don't have, capital, spots to invest your capital, whether it be and growth of workers. And obviously there's been a lot of blowback in regards to that. But other companies are spending a lot in research and development capital expenditures.
You live in New York, and New York apparently is getting into the OxyContin sue craze. We already had one lawsuit settled this week, and I forget how many hundreds of millions of dollars were given to the state. And now New York has filed suit against the Purdue Pharma, Sackler family company, they're the maker of OxyContin. And I don't know what they're going for. I didn't hear the amount, but they're definitely suing.
You're going to continue to see. These lawsuits continue to come down the pike with state by state by state. I'm surprised a bunch of them haven't gotten together, and tried to go after them that way.
Like a class action?
Yeah, in a way, but it's more a state type of a thing. So it's not individuals going after, but a bunch of states going together and filing a suit. Mm. Maybe the states feel that if they sue them state by state, they'll be able to reap, more money. These companies making a fortune off these, opiates, it really is. I mean, we've got a country that's, it's sad. You're talking 70,000-80,000 people a year dying, due to drugs. And it was an interesting story. You talk about that and the people getting hooked on, opiates, and then it moves on to heroin. And, big story today about, our negotiations with the Taliban and the heroin trade, the opium trade there in Afghanistan and how that works. And we've spent billions of dollars in infrastructure in Afghanistan. A lot of that infrastructure we spent money on is being used by the opium dealers to get their drugs outside of the country. I mean, we've been in that country now since 2001, and they are the largest producer of opium, heroin, in the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. economy apparently slowed down more than initially thought in the fourth quarter, keeping growth in 2018 below the Trump administration's 3% annual target, and corporate profits failed to rise for the first time in more than 2 years. Apparently, the GDP in the fourth quarter was revised to 2.2%, which still isn't bad.
No, it's not bad. I think GDP numbers are solid. I think that we could do much better. I think the trade played a part. I think the government shut down and all of the all of the noise being made by the media didn't help either. Again, as far as the country is concerned, I'm looking right now to employment. I'm looking to wages. That's what's important. I think Trump's going to need to have a bump up in GDP to carry his economic narrative into the next election. Mm-hmm. Because mark my words, that's what they're going to go after right now. You're going to start seeing fake news stories. You're going to start seeing fake headlines. I highlighted one yesterday on my program trying to tell you that the country's not doing well and the economy's not doing well, because that's what the Democrats are going to have to do to win.
Mm. What are you talking about in your show today?
You're going to be definitely talking about that without a doubt. There's a continuing to see more fake news stories out there in regards to the economy and economic growth. We'll be talking a little bit about Steve Moore as well. So, lot to go over today.
Don't forget about AOC and a coal mine. I can't wait to hear about that one.
AOC and a coal mine. That's a story about a canary in a coal mine.
That's right.
Coal mine.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out about how and where you can hear his program. And don't forget, he's on the weekend with a 3-hour program all across America. All right, I'll be right back with more. And Frank Salvato coming right up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.